This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, the music stopped. See, when the music stops, this is what's so scary. You know, as a radio host, I've been doing radio now for over 8 years, right? Because I just celebrated my radio birthday a few days ago. And, you know, when the music stops and things get quiet, even in a movie and a TV show, it means something big. Something important is supposed to happen. I mean, something really, really heavy duty. And so, you know, I remember when I first started radio, I didn't want the intro music to stop. Because I'm like, all right, you know, the intro music goes on, nobody's going to be expecting something very intelligent or something very huge or something very, magnificent coming out of my mouth. But, you know, I'm noticing it's just, you know, that music just doesn't last as long. And then all of a sudden it gets quiet and I'm supposed to say something so deep. And guys, I don't have anything really deep to talk about. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. But, you know, maybe we need the music kind of in the background. So it just kind of lowers expectations. I want to first welcome our newest affiliate, who probably was expecting something really, really deep. We got 1380 The Pulse from St. Louis, listening in. So thank you, guys, our newest affiliate. My current affiliate listeners, be nice to the new guys. Be nice. Okay, be nice. We got some new listeners. Okay, pretend you've liked the show the whole time and that you welcome them. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about. You know, many of us, we buy Girl Scout cookies and we don't know why they don't taste good. So we're going to talk about why Girl Scout cookies don't really taste that good, even though I still recommend everybody buy them. They're saying if you need a therapy pet, got dogs, we got cats. They say you could actually use a snake as a therapy pet. A snake. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We got Taco Bell. This is interesting. I think Taco Bell is using fried chicken, right, in part of its shell. I'm having a little bit of issue here. Yeah, they are using a fried chicken shell with its chalupa. I'm not sure what health benefits that gives us, but we'll obviously talk about that. Amazon, all right, after we ripped on them for having 45,000 robots that could displace our jobs, Amazon is now aiming to please by saying they are going to create 100,000 new jobs in the United States in the next 18 months, hopefully pleasing our new president-elect. So this is very, very cool. All right, good for Amazon. Listen, I wasn't bagging on Amazon. I understand why they use robots, okay? The average person cannot lift 700 or 350-pound pallets that these robots are supposed to be able to do. I get that. It's just, you know, we need to, you know, have jobs. I really don't want a robot taking over my show. Can you imagine what the Dr. Dahlia show would be like if there was a robot? Well, one is it would probably be accurate, right? Okay? You know, I mean, yeah. Two is it would probably be probably a lot more interesting. Yeah? All right, in today's news, we have the Zika rash, and the Zika rash was revealed today. You guys were like, oh, wow, you know, the Zika rash was revealed, rather than me, you know, going off about a Taco Bell chalupa. By the way, we are going to be talking about that. Apparently, the dermatology resident and the team of doctors who saw the first person who we believe acquired local Zika from a local mosquito, a 23-year-old pregnant woman, they're sharing her pictures now, not her face, okay, still her identity is not revealed, but they are sharing her pictures on in a case report published to help educate us on what that rash looks like. Obviously, Zika could be disastrous for a fetus, and the congenital Zika syndrome that can cause multiple issues, not only with microcephaly with a small head size, but birth defects, brain abnormalities, limb defects, seizures, difficulties with feeding, difficulties with seeing, difficulties with movement. Luckily, this woman's baby came out fine. Baby was born full term. Baby had no Zika virus in his body. Baby was healthy. But very interesting. So, well, guys, we'll tell you about the rash. And the Chargers are moving to L.A. I mean, I remember them talking about this a while back, and all of a sudden the news broke yesterday. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And we need to discuss blood donation. All right. Apparently, multiple blood drives have had to close due to the severe weather. And one of our favorites, Nick Garrett, Communications Director, Biomedical Field Marketing and Communications, is going to give us the nitty-gritty on what is going on with our blood supplies and our blood donations. So, very busy day. Buckle your seatbelts. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Cigna has made a very, very smart move, okay? You know how these EpiPens, right, these epinephrine-filled injectable cartridges that we need to have on hand if we think we are allergic to bee stings or can go into a full-blown anaphylaxis from a peanut allergy. And these EpiPens had skyrocketed up to, what, $600? Cigna says they are no longer going to pay for the brand name injections. And I understand that Mylan, the company, decided to make it a twin pack. Alright, so the $600 price doesn't seem to be as much of a shock. Yeah, I'm making it a twin pack, but nobody wants to pay $300. So, what they are going to do is cover an unbranded version that was launched last year. This is the leading health insurance, Cigna, which, by the way, Cigna also gets props because I believe they were the only insurer that expanded plans under Obamacare, when a lot of the other insurance companies said they couldn't do it, they understandably had to drop out or had to start cutting the states that they cover. So Cigna has been really impressing us from a medical standpoint. So they're going to offer customers cheaper generic versions, right? And the generic versions are half the price of the branded version, and they're going to be $300, which to me I still think costs too much money. For 0.3 milligram dosage of epinephrine, that means for every 0.1 milligram of epinephrine, you're paying $100. You kidding me? But anyway, Cigna is going to offer a cheaper version, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents
insurance can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of the hardest working organizations out there, and one of my favorite organizations out there is, as you know, the American Red Cross. And this is a pretty scary time when it comes to making sure our hospitals are supplied with blood, because it's wintertime, we have storms, we have people, you know, fighting pneumonia and flu. And here to kind of walk us through their needs and what's going on is Nick Garrett, Communications Director of the Biomedical Field Marketing and Communications Department of the American Red Cross. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on, and Dr. Dahlia, just wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your advocacy for blood and platelet donation and helping patients. It's just greatly appreciated.
No, anytime. I mean, if you've seen me drive, I mean, you know, God forbid something happens, I'm going to be needing you guys. And so, you know, it's actually very selfish, making sure that you guys have stores of blood ready. God forbid I need it. But, Nick, glad to have you back, actually. You've been on our show before. So, you know, please tell us what's been going on.
Yeah, so the holiday months are a really challenging time to collect enough blood and platelet donations to meet the needs of hospital patients. And it's for a couple of reasons. One, people are just busy during the holiday months with other activities, so they don't donate as much. In fact, we saw about 37,000 fewer donations than what we needed in November and December. Mm-hmm. And then compounding that has been the weather. Since December 1st, we've had to cancel around 215 blood drives across the country, resulting in about 7,500 uncollected blood and platelet donations. And that's increasing today, as a matter of fact, because we have more weather going on, which, you know, exacerbates the issue. And it's just so important that people who are eligible and can travel safely to get out and donate blood and platelets, because the need is constant.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think there's also a lot of myths that need to be debunked. Like, you know, for example, some people will think that if they donate a pint of blood, then they could be more prone to getting a winter cold. And so they think, well, this is something I should just do in the summertime. And you know, I've explained we have plenty of blood, and donating a unit of blood will not make you vulnerable, will not put you at risk of getting sick. Can you discuss some of these?
Yeah. Blood donation is a safe process, so you're not going to get sick from it. Now, certainly, if you were feeling unwell, we would ask that you come back and donate when you're feeling well again, because the safety of the blood supply is our number one priority. But, yeah, giving blood is safe, and it's really easy. You know, it takes about an hour of your time. It can help more than one patient. And really, you know, if you think about spending an hour of your time and you can literally help save someone's life, that's a pretty meaningful way to give back.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about how one unit of blood can actually save up to three lives. You know, if you don't mind, walk us through. Somebody donates the blood. You know, what's the process? And, you know, how quickly can it get into somebody else who vitally needs it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to go about donating blood is to schedule an appointment, and you can do that online at redcrossblood.org, or we've got a free blood donor app, which is really great and makes it really easy as well. Scheduling an appointment, and then we have a system called Rapid Pass where you can complete your health history. So we ask a bunch of health history questions when you come in to donate blood, and you can complete that in advance and bring that with you to speed up the donation process a little bit. Then you donate blood. It takes, you know, about 15 minutes or so for the actual blood donation process. From there, the blood is tested and processed into blood components and then distributed to hospitals. So depending on what you're giving, blood is available within 3 to 5 days for patients. For platelets, that moves along a little faster because platelets have to be transfused within 5 days of donation. They're just good for 5 days after donation. So those move along a little bit more quickly as we have to get those to hospitals as fast as possible. And then from there, you know, it's helping to save someone's life. And the cool thing about our blood donor app, to go back to that really quick, is that you can track the blood donation journey and the journey of your blood donation as it gets processed and distributed to hospitals.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Now, we don't actually get to meet the person that receives our blood, do we? Because if so, I'd like to give my recipient, you know, some fair warning. You know, they're probably going to be craving chocolate. They'll probably have a crush on Michael Fassbender. You know, I mean, we don't get to meet the person, do we?
No, there are privacy laws that prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
But
you can
feel good knowing that you're helping a patient.
That's awesome. For those who join us, we're talking to Nick Garrick, Communications Director of Biomedical Field Marketing Communications at the American Red Cross. It's these shortages that we've been hearing about. There was a lot of publicity back in the summer. How are we looking now in terms of shortages? Are we still, did we improve? Are we still struggling? Where are we at?
Yeah, so right now we're experiencing a severe winter shortage for those reasons that I mentioned earlier. And in fact, we've issued an emergency call for people to schedule an appointment to donate as soon as possible. Donations are needed all this month and, you know, throughout the winter months. But because of the donation shortfall that we've experienced due to the holidays, due to winter weather, also due to high schools and colleges having been out of session. Some still are, depending on the university. And we're not running blood drives on those campuses, you know, at this time. So if you're eligible, if you can travel safely to a donation center, if you happen to live in an area where you don't get winter weather, you are needed more than ever right now to get blood or platelets.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that a lot of the blood banks will do is if they're like what happened with, unfortunately, the disasters that we saw in the summer in Florida, where, you know, blood had to be blood was needed, obviously, to be prepared and processed before the catastrophe happened or the shooting happened. Blood banks in areas where people are able to come and donate could actually ship their blood to these other cities.
Yeah, absolutely. And the American Red Cross, you know, is a national organization, and one of the benefits of that is that we're able to move blood around the country to where it's needed most. So, for example, when we have severe winter weather bearing down on an area, we do move blood products in advance into that area, knowing that travel is going to be restricted. Blood drives are going to be canceled, and we really work to stock the hospitals in advance to literally weather those storms. So, you know, no matter where you give, you can be helping your local hospital and patients, but your blood product could also help somebody clear across the country. And, you know, these days, most people know somebody who lives somewhere else, so you can be helping family, friends, and acquaintances that you know clear across
exactly.
the country when you donate blood or platelets. Yeah.
In fact, you know, I wish my family did live, you know, somewhere else. Okay, all right, I'll behave. Okay, all right. But and it's a serious subject, and I really appreciate you coming on. Is there tell us a little bit more about this app so we could download it, and it'll it also, you know, many people are concerned about how often they could donate if they just had surgery. When can they donate afterwards? You know, where do people get this these facts so they can educate themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly through the app and more extensively at redcrossblood.org, our website. You look for the tab to learn about blood and blood donation eligibility, and you can go through. You can certainly call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and our donor eligibility specialist will work with you to talk about your specific eligibility concerns or issues and work with that with you as well. Schedule your appointment on the spot as well. So lots of information. If you're just looking to get inspired, also visit us on at Facebook/RedCrossBlood. We've got great stories, videos of people who are helped by blood donation. In fact, there's a patient named Mary Claire. She was 4 years old when she had her first blood transfusion for blood disorder. Now she's 9 years old, and she gets transfusions every 3 weeks, and she has a chronic blood disorder. And so every 3 weeks, she gets blood transfusions, and you know those are the type of patients that blood donors are helping on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Cancer patients who receive platelets on a regular basis as they're going through chemotherapy. We call our platelet donors, they help patients kick cancer. We call them the cancer kickers, because those platelets are just so important for cancer patients. So yeah, if you're looking to get inspired, check us out too. We've got great stories, and you'll just see the faces of the people helped through blood and platelet donation.
And absolutely. Also, platelet donors can donate more often. I understand with whole blood, you could donate every 60 days, but with platelets, you could donate more often.
Yeah, about every 2 weeks.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you're right. You know, my patients, when they've been battling anemia or battling blood cancer or not only trauma, you know, we don't realize how many conditions out there may require a transfusion. And so, you know, these are needs that you can't predict. And so, you know, if the time to donate is now, because, you know, you don't want to wait until there's a disaster or a catastrophe or a mass casualty or, you know, somebody that needs blood. We need it. We need blood all the time. Nick, thank you so much. And American Red Cross, I can't thank you guys enough for everything you do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If he's these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I was a Girl Scout when I went to school. I was a little, brownie. You know, when you're little, you get to be a little brownie. And then you get to be a Girl Scout. I don't know if they're ever going to change the names. Because now that everybody is so anti-sugar. And, you know, they're trying to promote, you know, health foods. I wonder if they're going to later try to change the name of brownie to, I don't know, kale. Right, and Girl Scout to broccoli or something like that. But anyway, it's the 100-year anniversary of Girl Scout cookie sales. And I guess there is going to be a s'more type cookie. Now, I'm very, very excited about this because, as you know, I've had big issues with Girl Scout cookies, all right? I will always buy Girl Scout cookies because, you know, when you were a brownie and you're a Girl Scout, you kind of take this pledge. I don't know if I ever actually took a pledge, but you kind of take a pledge where if you ever see another brownie or another Girl Scout, you be nice. And remember, okay, we girls used to be really, really mean. Okay, girls were kind of mean to each other. But it's kind of hands off if it's a brownie or a Girl Scout. Okay, you know, we kind of keep our witchiness to a minimum when you got another brownie or Girl Scout in the vicinity. Now, I understand that I'm already in my 40s, okay, and I'm middle-aged, but I still need that reflex reminder, okay, if there's another woman in the room, even if it's only a 4-year-old girl or an 8-year-old girl. All right, now, my problem with Girl Scout cookies, and I've made this very, very well, I vocalized this over and over and over again, is to me, the only cookie that really matters is like the chocolate chip cookie. I don't need Thin Mints. I don't need Samoas or the Caramel Delights or whatever the heck they have. Okay, I just want a good chocolatey chocolate chip cookie. And I do not understand why Girl Scout cookies never had that. Somebody would come in and like, all right, this is a new year. You know, we're at year 97. We're near year 98. And there's no chocolate chip cookies. So I end up buying cookies that I don't eat. I don't eat Thin Mints. I don't eat these cookies. Okay? Well, now it looks like, all right, Little Brownie Bakers in Louisville and ABC Bakers in Richmond are introducing a new cookie called S'mores. Alright, this will be a graham cookie sandwich filled with marshmallow and here we go, chocolate cream. That's how Little Brownie's gonna do it. Or, how ABC Baker's is gonna do it is a graham cookie coated in marshmallow and chocolate. Oh, no. Don't just coat it. I want a stuffed, creamy, yeah, okay, so I'm looking at these two pictures. Actually, they both look good. I'll eat either way. All right, now, they say they don't know if the s'mores, well, I used to just call it s'mores, but I hear news anchors go s'mores. I can't stand when you hear somebody go, oh, I would like to have a s'more. Sounds stupid. All right, but apparently, when I broadcast, I need to do it like the other anchors do. Okay, so s'more, s'more. It's a chocolate marshmallow thing. I throw out the graham cracker. Whenever my husband and I are camping with the kids, you know, he's like, you want a s'more? Yeah, I don't correct him because I don't like to correct my husband's grammar. He doesn't like that. What I do is I say, no, just give me the chocolate and the marshmallow. I never eat the s'more. Anyway, all right, so Girl Scout cookies, I guess, started back in 1917. So Scouts would raise funds by baking the cookies themselves. Oh, fresh baked cookies are the best. Then it went commercial. I guess Trefoils is a shortbread cookie. That was among the first cookies produced. Right? That was, I think, back in the 30s. And then chocolate mints, known as Thin Mints, were introduced in 1951. Then you had the shortbread Scott Teas. You had coconut pixies and pecanettes. Do you see why I have a problem here? Do you guys see what the problem is here? You tell me there's going to be a cookie. And remember, I grew up in the Cookie Monster days where he would hold a big chocolate chip cookie. And you're trying to give me a pixie or a pecanette? All right. Oh, yeah, and they also have like a reduced fat Oli Oli, or is it Ole Ole? I don't know. All right, so let me see here. Now, they're apparently WTOP, all right, said if you think your Girl Scout cookies are tasting different, they are. All right, and it really depends on who is making your Girl Scout cookies. Now, remember we talked about other two different companies involved. Okay, you got the ABC Bakers in Richmond and the Little Brownie Bakers in Louisville. All right, and so they said here that let's say your Thin Mints. Okay, what they did is apparently Central Track blog says the cookies look and taste very different, and WTOP reported on this. And Central Track lined up both versions of 5 cookies to look at the difference between Little Brownie Bakers and ABC Bakers. And the Thin Mints from Little Brownie Bakers are less dense and are crunchier, but ABC Bakers, less minty, smoother layer of chocolate. The tagalongs versus the peanut butter patties. Oh, that's another thing. Really, peanut butter patty? Okay, first of all, I could barely eat peanut butter. I mean, maybe if I slop it through jelly. But don't be wasting the calories or the points I am allowed to ration for a sweet on a peanut butter patty. Give me a chocolate chip cookie. Their tagalongs are thinner and have less milky chocolate. All right, the Samoas versus Caramel Delights. Samoas use dark chocolate for their stripes, but Caramel Delights use milk chocolate. You know what? I don't even care. I'm not even getting hungry. Let's go to something that's really delicious. Mind you, look, support your local Girl Scouts. Support the local brownies. Support them. But can I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. After 100 years, coming up with a cookie that I think a lot of us really, really want to eat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I'm hungry. The Naked Chicken Chalupa is going to be available at Taco Bell's, right? All over the place. And what they're going to do is going to have a shell made out of fried chicken. The rest of the taco, for those of you health nuts, is packed with lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and avocado ranch sauce. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Marissa Thalberg, Chief Marketing Officer at Taco Bell Corp, said something that's delicious yet different is bound to ruffle some feathers. Some might even cluck their tongues at it. Please. Chief Marketing Officer, really? That's the best you could come up with? Ready? Come on. What the cluck? She says, however, we feel confident that once our fans get a taste of the Naked Chicken Chalupa, they're going to understand exactly why this is our next big, fun, and craveable innovation. Now, what is so ironic is, didn't 2 days ago, there was an article discussing how Taco Bell may be some of the healthiest fast food out there because of their new menu, and then all of a sudden they come up with some Naked Fried Chicken Chalupa thing? All right. Oh, do you guys remember the Quesalupa and their Doritos Locos Tacos? They say the fast food chain says the taco tested well in markets in Bakersfield in Kansas City. It will be available, and the Chalupa will cost $2.99, and it will be available in a $5 box that includes a Doritos Locos Taco and a crunchy taco and a medium drink. We do not have the nutritional information because I'd really like to know the calories, but I don't see actual chicken in this. I mean, I understand it's supposed to be a fried chicken shell, but I mean, to me, what makes chicken, especially fried chicken, so good is when you sink your teeth about 2 or 3 centimeters into the meat, right? There's a lot of meat. I have a problem with a very thin fried chicken shell. So anyway, for those that you want, Naked Chicken Chalupa. For those of you that want to eat it naked, that's fine. Remember I told you how you burn calories being naked? You burn it. Yeah, that's what. No, I do not do my show naked. I couldn't do that to you guys. No, please. Last thing I need is the little boobies hitting the microphone. But apparently, you know, sleeping naked, you actually burn more calories because you're trying to stay warm. So maybe that'll offset the Naked Chicken Chalupa calorie count. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Concussions could cause Alzheimer's. You get that? Concussions could cause Alzheimer's. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So before we talk about concussions, putting people at risk for Alzheimer's, Now, we need to talk about the Chargers, right? We'll talk about some football here. The Chargers began their NFL existence in Los Angeles 57 years ago. Then they moved to San Diego. Now they're headed back to Los Angeles. All right. They say the worst kept secret was made official this morning. Although I heard about it yesterday. I heard they weren't supposed to mention it for a while. But then all of a sudden I found out about it, and it looks like everybody else did too. So the Chargers wrote, after much deliberation, I've made the decision to relocate the Chargers to Los Angeles beginning in the 2017 NFL season. This is Dean Spanos, owner, chairman of the board. So San Diego has been our home for 56 years. It will always be a part of our identity, and my family and I have nothing but gratitude and appreciation for the support and passion our fans have shared with us over the years. He says, but today we turn the page and begin an exciting new era as the Los Angeles Chargers. Says, L.A. is a remarkable place, and while we played our first season there in 1960 and have had fans there ever since, our entire organization knows that we have a tremendous amount of work to do. We must earn the respect and support of L.A. football fans. We must get back to winning, and we must make a meaningful contribution, he writes, and not just on the field, but off the field as a leader and champion for the community. Very beautiful. The Chargers are determined, he says, to fight for L.A., and we are excited to get started. Now, Los Angeles, I think, is in a little bit of chaos here because, you know, one is they got the Rams back. Okay, they really don't know what to do with the Rams. Two is, you know, remember, they lost the Raiders. Okay? And the Raiders, who may leave Oakland, we still aren't sure if that's going to happen, wouldn't be coming back to L.A., that they'd be coming to Las Vegas. So I think L.A. right now has the panties all up in a bunch going, what the heck is going on? Remember, I was born in L.A. So I wasn't there when the Chargers were there. That was before my time. But I was there when the Raiders were there. And so, I think L.A. is like, okay, you know, what's happening to us? We are the largest city, maybe not the most populous, but the largest city in the United States. And we just don't have a decent football team. I mean, we should be huge. You know, like the New York Giants are huge. The Dallas Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. Love the Cowboys. See? Go Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott. Love them. Dak. Anyway. And so L.A. is like, okay, come on. So very interesting that the Chargers are going to come back. All right. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, couldn't they have a team that's doing better? Remember, if a team is doing that well, why would they leave? I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, they're not going to move anywhere. I mean, you know, please. So it kind of needs to be a team that needs to, you know, come in from behind type of thing. You know, when I used to run track, I'd run some relay. Best momentum is when you come in from behind the pack and then you take on the lead. And I actually have a lot of optimism for this. Okay, you know, I think the Chargers are determined. I think L.A. is due. I think they are due, you know, to have something fabulous happen, you know, from a, athletic standpoint. I don't know what San Diego's going to do, right? San Diego is the Padres, right, for baseball. I'm not sure who else they have. So interesting. All right. Now, let's get to some medical news here. So concussions, they say, can drastically increase one's risk of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's. Makes sense, though. Got damage to the brain. It's going to be more prone to have those neurofibrillary triangles and plaques and scar tissue. You know, they say scans performed on wounded war veterans have revealed the clearest evidence to date that mild head injuries wear down the defenses of brain regions vulnerable to the disease. Now, doctors have considered severe traumatic brain injury a key risk factor, right, for neurodegenerative diseases, just like Alzheimer's. But this is the first study to prove that even lower impact, like a concussion, not that all concussions are benign, but it doesn't have to be a full-blown severe traumatic brain injury to put you at risk for Alzheimer's. Now, that's very scary for those of us who have had concussions. I've had concussion. My kid said in football he had concussions. One of my kids who feels, you know, left out says he had a concussion. I'm a little nervous about this. The findings come amid a surge of studies investigating the prevalence of concussions in the National Football League and high school sports. Our brains, we just don't protect our brains. This new study was carried out at Boston University School of Medicine, involved 160 Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, some of whom had suffered one or more concussions, and some of whom never had a concussion. They used MRI imaging, and they looked at the thickness of the cerebral cortex, and this was measured in seven regions that are usually the first to show atrophy in Alzheimer's disease, as well as seven control regions. And we found that having a concussion was associated with lower cortical thickness in brain regions that are the first to be affected in Alzheimer's disease. This is explained by the Daily Mail and lead author Dr. Jasmine Hayes, assistant professor of psychiatry at BUSM. She says our results, BUSM. Boston University School of Medicine, BUSM, BUSM. Our results suggest that when combined with genetic factors, concussions may be associated with accelerated cortical thickness and memory decline. All right, now, they say brain abnormalities were found in a relatively young group. Get this, the average age being 32 years old. They said these findings show promise for detecting the influence of concussion on neurodegeneration early in one's lifetime, so it's important to document the occurrence and subsequent systems. So, you know, I know if you guys were listening to this, you'd be like, Dahlia, all right, we know concussions are bad. We got that. I think we're all in agreement. So are they devising anything where post-concussion we could repair the brain? Now, that's a very good question. Who asked that? Yeah, who asked that? Hubert? Hubert in Milwaukee. Thank you, Hubert. Good question. There's no Hubert. There could be a Hubert in Milwaukee. And that was my question. And I get the credit for coming up with such a good question. Is there something you could do to regenerate the brain, to rejuvenate the brain after damage, to lessen the risk of cognitive decline later, lessen the risk of dementia, lessen the risk of Alzheimer's? Now, we know that blueberries help memory. We know that fruits and vegetables and antioxidants repair damage. We know that the omega-3 fatty acids, right, are fabulous for the brain. So I'm wondering, and I'm sure there's some dietitians out there who would be really commending me, especially since I'm not very good with dietary medical news, because I always make fun of, the vegetables whenever I'm trying to report on it. Kale, really, people? Kale? Really? Please. Maybe there are certain diets that we could institute. These are diets we should probably be on anyway. Maybe there's certain diets we can institute. Maybe there's certain, I know everybody wants some sort of a toxic flush or a cleanse. We don't have those yet. We haven't designed it, but I really would like to see something. I think the idea behind a cleanse is a brilliant idea. The reason why many of them don't work is because we can't prove that they work. You know, you consume something, right? It goes in your esophagus, it goes through your stomach, okay? It gets absorbed through the small intestine, then it gets absorbed in your liver, broken down. People go, well, yeah, that's where the cleansing happens. The liver doesn't want to be cleansed. The liver's job is to take a look and see what you threw at it and decide to break it down or dump it, all right? Nothing washes the liver. You know, the biggest cleanse out there is, water. You hydrate. But I think there is potential for something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.